This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Which requires an investment is subject to all local, state, and federal laws.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on.
This station is not responsible for injuries.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
Else is going in for Wayne Allyn Root. Again, you are listening to USA Radio Network. The show is War Now. You can always call in 833-927-8255. That's 833-WAR-TALK. And in fact, my next guest, a very good friend of mine that will be happy, I'm sure, to answer some questions if we get to that point. He is Dr. Anthony Alessi, a board-certified neurologist, and again, neuromuscular disease. He's also part of the New York Yankees, UConn football. Doc, how are you tonight, buddy? How are we doing?
Great, Lee. Great to hear from you.
All right, so let me start with this. So you were on the sidelines last night. College football started, so you actually were on the sidelines of the UConn Husky game, and a first play guy gets hurt already?
Absolutely. You know, probably the most dangerous play in football is the kickoff. Actually, this evening, my daughter is working at Western Michigan University. They're playing Syracuse, and a player just had a cervical spine injury, again, on a kickoff.
Man.
So I think we're going to have to start rethinking the kickoff because of the number of severe injuries. Now, we're not talking about minor injuries. Last night's injury required a two-day hospitalization that's still ongoing. And the patient she has now, again, these are serious injuries, and we see them on the kickoff. So it may be time to rethink that part of the game.
Just put the ball at the 20, 25, something like that, Doc? That's what you think?
I don't know. You know, I think so. I think, you know, what we want in football, what we should want in football is seeing skilled players apply their skills to the game, throwing, catching, running. I think it's exciting. And the strategy, the kickoff is more there for violence than anything. So I think we have to rethink it if we're going to rethink serious neurologic injuries in sports at all levels.
All right, Dr. Alessi again is with me. He actually is a part of my show, my daily show calls me every Wednesday. We talk about a number of different things, and he is one of the best at breaking down all kinds of different aspects, whether it's healthcare or sports-related stuff. Like I said, he works or has worked with the Yankees, has worked with the Tigers, and now again he works with UConn. He's a big part of UConn. So, you know, Doc, we had talked this past week about Medicare and how, as you see it, you know, maybe by, 2026, it may not be viable unless we start doing some different things. Can you tell everybody a little bit about that?
Yeah, Lee. Medicare is in trouble. And this is not an issue of conservative versus liberal or leftist versus rightist. This is an American issue. Let's explain. Medicare was a system that was put in place. This program was put in place in 1964. To provide health insurance for people after they retire. So we figured age 65, people retire, they're no longer getting insurance, health insurance, and coverage from their employer. We need a system to do that. And they came up with Medicare. It is not an entitlement program. This is not a welfare program. It is a program that people pay into and buy insurance. They're buying, essentially, Medicare is an insurance policy that you purchase as you are working, so that when you are not working anymore, you still have that coverage. So I resent the fact that people sometimes refer to it as an entitlement program. It's not. The problem is the government has mismanaged that money terribly, and the fact that it's going to run out, and people who have paid into it are not going to have access to it. So the government, here's how they figure out how we're going to fix it. And this is, again, this is not just this. We're talking about the United States government since 1964, okay? So this is not anybody's term, Democrat, Republican. It's got nothing to do with that. It's got to do with mismanaging the money, not rationing the health care properly. So now they come up with a new way of solving the problem. We're going to cut what we pay physicians. Now, a lot of physicians don't take Medicare now. Why don't they? Not because they're greedy, because you can't afford to. Medicare keeps putting more and more requirements on physicians, electronic records, a lot of reporting issues that cost you money. And now they're cutting back. So they come up for 2019. They've decided no matter what the visit is, no matter how severely injured the patient is, or how long the doctor spends, we're only paying $134 for a new patient visit. And if you've seen them before, we're paying you $92. I just had a guy come out and look at my air conditioning for $99. Okay? So, really, I can't make it up.
Well, he's more skilled, I guess.
Okay?
He's more skilled, Doc.
What's that?
He's more skilled than you are. I said he's more skilled than you are.
Well, yeah, probably. From that standpoint, at least that's the way we see it. So our problem here is that by cutting back payments, fewer physicians are going to be available to see patients as they get older. As patients get older, the baby boomers are hitting that age, have hit that age, and we're seeing that problem. So that by the year 2030, we will have a deficit in the number of physicians in this country by between 40,000 and 120,000. Now, that's a wide range. But there are fewer and fewer young people going into medical school as it stands. So we're going to have a big health problem that people better put their heads together and figure out and start looking at some of the solutions that are available to us.
We're talking to Dr. Anthony Alessi again. He appears on my show weekly. He is, again, a board-certified neurologist. He specializes in neuromuscular diseases. He's also got a tie-in with UConn and the New York Yankees. Also, for a while, he was working with the Tigers. All right, so, Doc, let me ask you this question. Why do doctors even take Medicare if they're not going to get reimbursed the amount that they think they're worth? I don't understand that. Shouldn't they just say, all right, nobody's getting Medicare, and, you know, basically go pound sand if that's all you have?
Yeah, well, that's a good business argument, but most of us didn't go into this for a business purpose.
Right.
Okay? We went into it to help people. So when you look at the demographic of the people who go into medicine, go in there for this altruistic reason to help people. And that's still the case, thank heaven. But right now, unless you've become a business person, you're going to go out of business. Another perfect example is a new drug just came out, ocrelizumab for MS. Great drug. Patients take an injection once every 6 months to prevent relapses of multiple sclerosis. There's a group out in Wyoming, and what they decided was, listen, this is important for our patients. We're going to get paid by insurance. That's what they were told. So we're going to go out and buy the drug. It costs $32,000 per treatment.
Wow.
So they go out and buy the drug to take care of their patients because that's the right thing to do. Guess what? Insurance company's not paying them. They've tapped out their line of credit. They're going under because insurance companies are still evaluating whether they want to pay for this drug. So with that, now their patients, their 6 months are up. They need another dose. Where are they getting it? Not from these doctors. So, again, sometimes we're not the most astute business people, but that's not why we went into this.
All right, so how can then insurance, how can you pay into insurance, Doc? If the insurance company is still standing, they're not bankrupt, like you said, they're still a viable insurance company, and the difference between life and death for this person, or quality of life and not a quality of life, is this shot, even though it's $30,000, and you've been paying into an insurance policy that you should get that treatment, how can they not give that person treatment? I know somebody. It's funny that you say this. I know somebody who's going through this exact thing right now, a friend of mine's brother, and it may be the same drug because he said it costs $30,000 per treatment. He can't afford it because they said to him, try an alternative method first. Right?
Correct.
That makes
sense. Exactly it.
Well, how can they do that?
So you have to try an alternative drug that's much cheaper, and often results in making you feel somewhat ill. So we have other drugs out there that have been there since 1993. But again, this is the newer revised medication. So they want you to prove that you failed these other medications. So again, it comes down to what does our healthcare system look like in the future? How do insurance companies get away with it? Because, Lee, that's where the business majors went. Okay?
Yeah.
So the people who didn't go to medical school, who were really bright, they went to business school, went to work for insurance companies, who, by the way, are doing quite well when it comes to profit, and you just have to look at Wall Street. So we're in a bind, and again, we need to start figuring out what we're going to do for the future. Are we going to have Medicare for everybody? That was the Bernie Sanders solution. At first, I thought it was crazy, but I've got to tell you, maybe not so. Maybe people are paying into it, and we're using it and applying rules across the board so that people now, you know, so many people, all they work for is the health benefits, right? I mean, we know these people. You go to work just so you can get the health benefits for your family. So that means people who may be entrepreneurs, want to go out and start their own business, can't do that. Right. Because you can't afford the health benefits. So, again, maybe Medicare for everybody works.
Can you stick around for another segment, Doc, or do you got to go?
No, I'll stick around.
All right, you want one more segment? We've got to take a break. We'll come back because I have something in front of me that I'd like to run by you. 70% of Americans support Medicare for all, which is just what you were talking about. And we've, again, talked about this a number of times, so maybe we can bring this up for a couple minutes after this break. So please don't go anywhere. We have Dr. Anthony Alessi with us. If you want to call 833-927-8255, you're listening to War Now on the USA Radio Network.
Right now at Kohl's, get your family back to school ready with an extra 15% off. Young Men's Urban Pipeline Denim is just $21.24. Family tees start at only $6.80. And save on Cube storage units, starting at $46.74. Plus, everyone gets Kohl's cash. Get ready for back to school at Kohl's. Select styles, 15% offer valid August 3rd through 12th with promo code SCHOOL15. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule. Thousands of doctors, health specialists, and professionals recommend Balance of Nature as a way of improving their health. Listen to a few unsolicited success stories from doctors that not only recommend it, but use Balance of Nature as well.
In my practice, I was getting to the point where I couldn't have the strength to see that many patients anymore. I was diagnosed with sarcoidosis. It really affected my breathing and the strength that I had. And I was introduced to the fruits and veggies. Just slowly, my strength started to come back, and it was because of the good nutrition. I can't say enough good for Balance of Nature and what it's done for me. I recommend it to everybody.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com. And use discount code USA.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com, enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Poor Pack Special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
Suzanne Cantra, editor and founder of Techlicious, with all the must-know about this year's must-have school tools, and that is laptops. Where do we begin in keeping these kids safe as they wander around out there on the Internet?
Kids are going to high school or college or looking for a laptop that's going to give them always-on connectivity and great battery life. So the Lenovo Mix 630 is a thin and light fanless design powered by a Qualcomm Snapdragon 835 processor. What this means is that you are going to get that always-on connectivity. You were also mentioning safety. You know, one of the things that we talk about in terms of safety is making sure that our kids aren't exposed to content that's not appropriate for their age. There's a product called Circle Home. You attach it to your router, and you can set content ratings for all the devices in your house. So if you have even, you know, a younger child, you can set it for that elementary school level.
Where can we go for more information?
You can go to techlicious.com.
War now.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network, live from Las Vegas, this is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. Now, back to the Warrior.
This segment of the show is sponsored by Cenogenics. And Cenogenics has done great things for me. They got me in great shape. I've now lost 9 pounds. And that probably means I've really lost like 14 or 15 pounds because I've gained quite a few pounds of muscle. You gain muscle. Muscle's heavier than fat. So when you lose 9 overall, you probably actually lost more like 13, 14, 15. And the funny thing is I'm able to eat more than I've ever eaten. And I am actually lifting weights and working out less than I've ever lifted weights and worked out. Instead of doing 2 hours a day, they got me down to 45 minutes to an hour a day. And I'm eating, you know, I used to eat 2 or 3 meals a day. Now I eat 5 or 6. And I'm eating a lot of food at each meal, but it's just pure protein. So it's a totally different way of eating and working out and thinking. And it's just done wonders for me. 888 Younger. Call them if you want to be younger. Ask them for the Wayne Root Lube job. Free, no obligation consultation. 888-YOUNGER, toll-free anywhere in the USA. If you want to look older or you want to be fatter or you want to feel crappier, don't call. But if you want to feel great and look great, call 888-YOUNGER or register at Cenogenics.com, 21 clinics all over the United States. Free, no-obligation consultation, 888-YOUNGER. Hey, everyone, Wayne Allen Root. I am off today celebrating a quick 4-day holiday, Labor Day, and having a great time. So all of you have a great time, too. Lee Elsie filling in for me today. I'll be back on Tuesday. Happy Labor Day for all the people still working in America. They're called Republicans.
All right, thanks, Wayne. We are back. And again, my guest, Dr. Anthony Alessi, is still with us. I'm happy he was able to stay through the break. He is a board-certified neurologist. And again, he works for the UConn. He works for the New York Yankees. And we're sort of going around and around about the Medicare and Medicaid. And, Doc, so there's a latest survey out from Merritt Hawkins, I guess, and it says that 58% of doctors out there now are in support of a single-payer healthcare system, where 56% of the folks out there who are, you know, average everyday citizens now are somewhat in favor of a single-payer. This is a huge shift from where we were even, you know, a decade ago, right?
Absolutely, Lee. You know, physicians had always really built walls around the fact that going to what we've called a socialized system of medicine. But I think that physicians support it. But let's look at the current system. the patients, the Medicare recipients, are upset with the system. It's not working for them. They're not getting the care they want, the care they need. The physicians and all providers, whether it be hospital, nurse, doctor, they're not happy with the system because it's not working. And the government is going broke over it, so the system's not working for them. So all three of the principals in the system realize that the system is broken. That is the definition of a broken system. So what do? Let's continue with the same system? No. So it's time for a change. Now, some people are recommending a more socialized system and essentially taking the Medicare system and enlarging that and using it to cover everyone. That means children, people who are working, and adults. When we look back in history, it was really in the 1940s that Americans began to get insurance from employers. After World War II, employers were competing very hard to get skilled workers. So they threw in this idea of health insurance. That's what happened. So with that, all of a sudden, it became part of everybody's employment package. But maybe that's not the way to go. And maybe employers pay into the system for their employees. There are a lot of different ways of approaching it. So with that, we need to look at a better system. For some people, they're talking about Medicare for everybody. I think that's an option, but it has to be carefully structured. And I think that we need to look at that. One of the ways you and I have discussed in the past has been by getting young physicians who are burdened by debt. Right, they finish medical school, and on average, you're facing $200,000 in debt. These are the youngest physicians we have. We have a lot of people who like to make deals in Washington. Here's the deal: we're going to forgive your loans or a part of your loans if you participate in this system and work for a low wage, but get to practice your skills. I think it works. And I think it can work if it's done properly.
Well, Doc, listen, I could talk for another 10 hours with you, so hopefully they'll have me back here on the USA Radio Network. We'll bring you back and do this again and dig even deeper into this because, you know, this is just something that has exploded here on the scene. It seems like I said, 10 years ago, everybody was hell-bent against this, and now, out of nowhere, it's like more of the population want to maybe move towards that kind of medical care. Doc, thanks. I got to run, but thank you very much. I'll talk to you soon, all right?
Sounds good, Lee.
All right, pal.
Great chat with you.
Dr. Anthony Alessi, again, board-certified neurologist, UConn, and the New York Yankees joining us. We got to go. Bottom of the hour. We'll come right back. You're listening to War Now on the USA Radio Network.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
War now.
USA Radio News.
On Friday, the Trump administration said it would sign a free trade agreement with Mexico and could also possibly sign a separate deal if an agreement is reached with Canada in time. That deal did not happen today, though. Canada Foreign Affairs Minister Chrystia Freeland spoke about what a deal needs to look like for the Canadians.
As we've said from the outset, our objective in these talks is to update and modernize NAFTA in a way that is good for Canadians, good for Americans, and good for Mexicans. We know that a win-win-win agreement is within reach, and that's what we're working towards. With goodwill and flexibility on all sides, I know we can get there.
On Friday, Senator John McCain lies in state at the U.S. Capitol Rotunda. Tomorrow will be a private funeral service where both George W. Bush and Barack Obama will speak. This is USA Radio News.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
Don't miss Kohl's Labor Day weekend sale. Pick up juniors and young men's graphic tees, 2 for $20. Save on Skechers shoes for the family. Kids start at just $39.99. And Dash Express kitchen electrics are only $29.99. Plus, take $10 off when you spend $25 or more. And you'll get Kohl's cash this Labor Day weekend at Kohl's. Select styles. $10 offer valid August 30th through September 3rd with promo code Labor Day. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
The sponsor of this segment of the show is My Patriot, My Patriot Supply. They provide survival food, is one way to call it, but other people just say food in an emergency food supply. The head of FEMA told us for months they won't be able to help in a major disaster on the first day of hurricane season. The head of FEMA wrote an op-ed in USA Today titled, FEMA is not a first responder. You have to be your own first responder. And at this moment, FEMA is running on half the emergency reserve workforce they had last year at this time. This should be a wake-up call to get prepared if you aren't already. Now, I recently started building my preparedness plan with My Patriot Supply. They helped me start storing up food for crises where FEMA won't be coming to the rescue. This week only, each person in your household can have the essential two-week emergency food supply from My Patriot Supply for just $67. Take action now, 888-524-6540, or preparewithwayne.com. The food's delicious, lasts 25 years in storage. It's packed fresh in a rugged storage tote, then shipped directly to your home. Order your food kits by calling 888-524-6540 or go online to preparewithwayne.com. 888-524-6540 or preparewithwayne.com. And by the way, just an asterisk there. I'm not in the business of supplying emergency food kits. It's not my company. I've got nothing to do with the company. I don't own the company. I'm not a partner in the company. They went out and got the website, preparewithwayne.com, which is really smart of them. If you're going to advertise on my show, they figured they'd have an interesting website you could remember, and they tied it with my name, so it's preparewithwayne.com, but I don't want anyone to think it's my company. It is not. My Patriot Supplies sponsor the show. They're really nice people and really good people and really patriotic people. So frequent them and take care of them, but it's not Wayne's company. Just want to make sure you knew that. Preparewithwayne.com. Hey, everyone. Wayne Allyn-Root. I am off today celebrating a quick four-day holiday, Labor Day, and having a great time. So all of you have a great time, too. Lee Elsie filling in for me today. I'll be back on Tuesday. Happy Labor Day for all the people still working in America. They're called Republicans.
I am Lee Elsie again. That always makes me laugh. Filling in for Wayne Allyn-Root. It is the final day of August. It is Labor Day weekend. When I was younger, I always used to mess up Labor Day and Memorial Day. I used to flip them and get them wrong and couldn't wear white pants. What? I can't wear white pants tomorrow. Is that the deal after Labor Day? Is that how it works? Anyway, Wayne was just talking about food for survival a couple seconds ago. I think my food for survival is either Frosted Flakes or Apple Jacks and cookie dough. My wife has cookie dough, and you can't hide cookie dough because once you open it, it's got to go in the refrigerator. But she tries to hide it in different places in the refrigerator. And like a pig with truffles, I find whatever she tries to hide, it's just impossible. I don't know how I have that unique skill, but you cannot hide food from me. There's no question about that. 833-927-8255. That's 833-WAR-TALK. My email is leelcradio@gmail.com. Topics of conversation today have been this perfect storm brewing inside this country to tear us down brick by brick. And sadly, it's actually having some effect. We talked about patriotism. We've talked about different things happening within our school, in particular talking, if you will, about schools sending home permission slips for reciting the Pledge of Allegiance. This is a true story happening in Florida. As a matter of fact, Florida public schools have taken to sending a permission slip home to parents during the first week of school to notify parents that they can request for their child not to participate in the daily Pledge of Allegiance. Can you imagine your father or your grandfather getting a note, a permission slip that said something like that? I'd be pretty sure that my immigrant grandmother would have, she couldn't drive, but she would have found a way to get down to the school and yell and scream at whoever she had to yell and scream to make sure that I stood up and put my hand over my heart and recited the Pledge of Allegiance. So we are definitely living in a different day and age when it seems as though patriotism is less important. So we touched on that. Of course, we touched on this Moon biopic about Neil Armstrong and the movie intentionally leaving the American flag out of the entire video. In other words, when you see Neil Armstrong on the moon, you either see him with the rainbow flag or maybe the flag of Mexico. I don't know. Or maybe they just blotch it out, like they put that blue thing over the face of somebody who's on trial so you don't see who's actually the witness, who's testifying. Maybe that's what's going on. So I completely have lost all respect for that movie, and I won't watch one single second of it. But this whole idea of this whole Pledge of Allegiance and the national anthem and the idea that we are beginning to go down a road that once we get to a certain point, can we come back? Can we get back from that? And interesting, I got an email from Mike out here in Rhode Island, who wrote in, again, great discussion tonight on the radio, and he says, the classrooms of today are the governments of tomorrow. what they really want is a constitutional convention to start the whole thing over and basically make the country into what they want to make it into. We've been doing really good for 243 years, and the idea of a constitutional convention to replace some of the amendments and the rules and the laws that we've lived by all these years. I mean, it's something that's in the back, I'm sure, of a lot of Democrats' mind. They would love to get rid of the Second Amendment. There would be parties in the street if they could get rid of the Second Amendment. Can you imagine the celebration that the Democrats would have at whatever convention center they chose if, in fact, some way they could pull off repealing the Second Amendment? That won't happen in your lifetime. I wouldn't go crazy on that one. But I'm just saying, the idea is, I'm sure, in the back of all their heads. They would love that. Can you imagine seeing Barack Obama dancing with Hillary Clinton on some big stage somewhere, celebrating the fact that they have completely dearmed and left the public completely helpless? They would love that. That would be mission one. Take away the guns, and then, of course, you take away the right of free speech. One comes after to another. We look at history, and time again, we see it over and over and over again. So don't think for a second that they wouldn't do that if they got the chance. There's no question in my mind they would do that. Hey, speaking of Hillary Clinton, I'm sure Wayne has touched on this, but a Chinese state-owned company apparently successfully hacked Hillary Clinton's server, even getting copies of every email in real time, which, think about this. You've got the Secretary of State, right, who went against everybody's advice and decided to use her own server. And in doing so, she put the entire nation at jeopardy. And she doesn't care about that. She could care less about the safety of the nation. She certainly could care less about some of the spies or some of the folks that we've had on the ground who lost their lives as a result of some of the information that was leaked out. She could care less. We know of potentially between 18 and 20 CIA spies who maybe either have their cover blown or lost their lives because Hillary Clinton decided that she wanted to have a server in her home. And why hasn't somebody called her on the carpet for this? Why are we not pressuring Jeff Sessions to really put the pedal to the metal and really go after Hillary Clinton? That's got to be the next thing that Donald Trump puts forward. I know when, you know, he got elected, I think he thought that it was going to be a lot smoother. I mean, I really think that he probably thought, Donald Trump that is, thought that the transition from him being the candidate to him being president, I'm sure he thought it was going to be bumpy. But I can't imagine in a million years he thought it was going to be like this. And I think in the beginning, he probably decided, you know what, what's done is done. Hillary Clinton did what she did, but I think as he uncovers more information, I'm sure he's got information he wasn't privy to before. I'm pretty sure that as he uncovers more information every single day, the idea of not going after her for all of the corruption that she's involved with, whether it's the email scandal, whether it's the Clinton Foundation, and the stealing of hundreds of millions of dollars, just from the Haiti earthquake alone, the Clintons probably ripped off at least $100 million from them. Let's grab a quick call. Mike out in Reno. Mike, how are you tonight?
I'm good.
What's on your mind?
You know, I got two things here. I don't know if I'm going to have time. I'm going to compliment you for possibly changing your view on health care. We have to go to a national health care.
Well, I didn't change my view on it.
Okay, but you have somebody who is. I'm giving you credit for that.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, okay.
And I'm sure Wayne will never have you on again.
Oh, you don't? Because of that? I hope
yeah,
not.
Yeah, yeah. But the thing is, we spend almost a fifth of our GNP, 19%, which is 5-6 points more than any other country that has national health care. Mm-hmm. You know, he said it. The definition of insanity that they always blame on the left, doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result. I don't want to have to spend $5,000 a day in the hospital because these insurance companies are shaking me down. If I don't buy their product, this is like the mob. This is protection. I don't buy their product, it's going to cost me $5,000 a day, where the poor people and the super rich get it. I told you this is an attack on the middle class along with college costs. Now, let me give you insight into the Republican mind and explain the flag thing. Can I do that? Do I have 2 minutes? Because I'm going to try to explain it to you.
You got 90 seconds. Go.
Republicans are authoritarian personalities. They worship tradition. They're very subservient to political tradition and religious tradition. They don't question. I don't like the pledge. If this was done in China and we saw these little... Hold me over.
You don't like the pledge of allegiance to the flag?
No, because I don't want to pledge allegiance to a place of cloth when I'm a little kid.
Do you have a military background or no?
No.
Do you have anybody who was in the military?
Well, yes, my father was. That's irrelevant.
No, it's not. Because the idea, I mean, what we're doing is you're pledging to an ideal. It's not a cloth. It's not a piece of cloth that you're pledging to. It's an ideal. It's the country. Just because the flag happens to be there, which what it represents, that's what you are pledging allegiance to. That greatness. And as far as health care goes, listen, catastrophic care, I've always been in favor of some kind of catastrophic care that's being taken out of maybe your paycheck. As far as going out and getting extra insurance, that's up to you. And getting the best possible care, that's up to you. So we'll be back. We'll talk more. USA Radio Network, Tommy Binion joins us next from the Heritage Foundation.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Just this past February, the Dow crashed 2,700 points. In March, another 2,100 points. Experts believe more volatility will come and perhaps an even bigger crash. The Dow lost 55% in the last big decline. Are you prepared for what could come next? You need portfolio insurance now more than ever. That's where Tangible Investments comes in. CEO Silvano De Genova specializes in portfolio insurance. He's been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, featured by CNBC, Fortune, History, and Discovery Channels. Tangible can provide asset diversification that is safe and liquid. Tangible can protect your assets from the coming storm. Tangible has a 30-year track record. Best of all, Tangible's products have outperformed the Dow 3-1 since 1970. That's one heck of a safe haven from the storm. Call 800-780-9000 right now to receive your free investor kit. And we'll add for free the award-winning full-feature film, Why Money Became Worthless. Call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
You remember how on the Phil Harris Show, Frankie Remley always knew a guy that could get you a deal, that could hook you up? Guess what? I'm that guy right now, and I'm going to do that for you. You've heard me talk about for the last year how my sleep's improved dramatically with my pillow. It really has changed my life. I want you to feel how great I feel. I'm hooking you up. If you go to MyPillow.com right now, you can get 4 pillows for about the price of a single MyPillow. How? Go to MyPillow.com, enter promo code USA, click on the 4-pack special. You'll get 2 MyPillow premium pillows like I sleep on every night, 2 go-anywhere pillows that are travel size. You can take them anywhere. 100% machine washable, dryable, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Try it. You don't like it, return it. Why buy just one when you can get the 4-pack special? Use my discount code USA. Go to 1-800-951-8175. Use promo code USA and do it now.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cetogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cetogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cetogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57, and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. My libido through the roof. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cetogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cetogenics.com.
War now.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Wayne wants to hear from you. Call now, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, listen, it's Lee Elsie filling in for Wayne Allen Root, USA Radio Network. War Now, 833-927-8255. That's 833-WAR-TALK. And again, I am humbled and honored to get a chance to sit in the big chair and fill in for Wayne Allen Root. And I always get a kick out of talking to our next guest from the Heritage Foundation, Tommy Binion, right down there in Washington as we speak. And I guess he's getting ready to watch. Is it football? You going to watch the Army game tonight? Is that the deal?
It's college football season, and I have... You can't hear it, but I have the biggest smile on my face.
Are you more of a college football fan or an NFL fan?
I love college football. I love it. I live for it.
And you said you went to Wake, right?
I went to Wake Forest, and the Deacs won last night, 1-0. It's going to be a special season. But a rival of ours, Duke, is playing Army tonight, so I'll get to watch that game when we're done here.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, the next time Wake Forest throws the football will be the first time they throw it? Or is that Georgia Tech I'm thinking of?
That's Georgia Tech. We threw okay. the football 51 times last night with a
you
freshman.
Did. Okay. All right. Yeah. I stand corrected. Well, listen, again, you are part of the Heritage Foundation. You can go on heritage.org to find out more about you. You're the Director of Congressional and Executive Branch Relations down in Washington, and you've got your finger on just about everything that's going on down there. I just wanted to ask you real quick, the U.S.-Canada NAFTA trade, I guess they had a snag today. Apparently there was a leak of some sorts. But, well, I mean, this is a pretty good deal, at least between the United States and Mexico. We can hopefully hammer out something with Canada before too long.
Yeah, it's been kind of a roller coaster. You know, there's the announcement earlier this week that it is a trade deal between the U.S. and Mexico. Canada may or may not choose to join that deal, and then it looks more and more likely that they will. And now, you know, talks aren't going to resolve this week, and they're still working through it. USDA Bob Lighthizer is still working through it.
Right.
That doesn't sound doomsday to me, but it's not as close, I think, as we thought it was. I do think that there are going to be some positive things about the deal. There's going to be some stuff that I do think hurts the market as well. The market loves free trade. They don't like restrictionist policies. And whenever this deal is unveiled, I think the reaction of the market is going to tell us a lot about it.
All right, we're talking to Tommy Binion. Tommy, if you can, just stay in one place because you're kind of cutting out if you're moving around just for a couple minutes. We're talking to him, and again, he's with the Heritage Foundation. You can go online, heritage.org, to learn more about him. I know we talked a little bit about this earlier in the week, but just a couple of thoughts about McCain. I know his funeral officially is tomorrow, but any thoughts in a quick paragraph two about him?
Yeah, Senator McCain is lying in state now in the rotunda in the U.S. Capitol, which is one of our nation's highest honors. The images today of the members of Congress saying their farewell to him and then the public having a chance to say their farewell to him are really powerful. And, of course, the vignettes of his heroism from his life have been across our TV screens all week. And it's just one of those things that we're experiencing together as Americans, thinking about his heroism. But to me, I do think that's powerful. But it also reminds me all of our servicemen and women give up that much for us. It's humbling, it's inspiring, and it's just one of those weeks where it's constantly on our mind. And it's one of those weeks where you are as proud as ever to be an American.
Right. How big a deal is this China email scandal where apparently China has all of Hillary Clinton's emails?
Huge deal. That is a huge deal, which means the mainstream media is not going to cover it, obviously. But they have every email that went through that server except for four. I don't know that there has ever been a bigger national security leak or national security threat than that. Was one thing when she was negligent, but the fact that negligence led to such a huge breach, one, that's a little scary as an American, and two, it is absolutely criminal. We've got 2 years of investigations into President Trump that have yielded nothing. Meanwhile, there's no investigation into Hillary Clinton, and if there had been, it would yield this. Not to mention the fact that FBI agents are lying to Congress that this happened. It's a huge deal.
We only got about 2 minutes left, and I'm sorry to try to make you squeeze it in this amount of time, but again, speculation was running rampant on Friday, today, that Mueller could issue the final report and formally conclude his investigation. What do we know about that?
Well, he didn't.
Simple answer to a complex question. All right, sure.
The idea is that if he doesn't want to interfere with the election, he needed to do it before Labor Day. So today is the last work day before Labor Day. That's the idea. I'm not sure that Bob Mueller is beholden to that idea that you can't issue any political reports after Labor Day before an election. And I'm not sure he's got anything.
Yeah.
I think if he had something, we'd know about it.
You're probably right. Listen, Tommy, I it goes quick when you're on. Tommy Binion from the Heritage Foundation, I thank you so much when you come on, when I'm filling in for Wayne Root. I really appreciate it. And I'll go back and watch the football game, and I'll talk to you soon.
You bet. See you.
All right, buddy. Thank you very much. All right, USA Radio Network. Our number is 833-927-8255 or 833-WAR-TALK. I'd love to hear from you. It's Lee Elson filling in for the great Wayne Allen Root on War Now.
Any product advertised on the previous program which requires an investment is subject to all local.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value. Made in the USA blue jeans like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
.org.